back in 110%?
It'd be a surprise, I guess. Oh, no, I've been working through it and got to a place where I know I can get out there with confidence and try to help this team win. So that's the main point, is trying to help this team win any way possible. And if me being out there helps, then hopefully that, you know, I can do that.
How cautious do you have to be from here on out, given it's a hamstring and it's such a critical part of your body to the position you play and how much you hit and run?
You just don't want to set back. You don't want it to turn into, you know, I could have taken a few more days to potentially miss some weeks at a time. And, you know, you just got to be cautious about it, but also you have to be confident in what you do, the work you put in. And if, you know, something happened, it happens for a reason, I think. And, you know, I'll just go out there and play the best of my ability.
You feel like you are back at that point, though, where you can play relentless without reservation, I guess, like you were saying earlier?
Well, I wouldn't be back at all if I couldn't play the game the right way, or at least know I can contribute, know I can help the team. If I knew I couldn't do that, I wouldn't be back. I'd still be trying to get back to that point.
Is there anything you had to clear, any hurdles the last day here, anything like that, to make sure, test anything this morning or whatever? Or
just running backs, constantly stretching things on a daily basis, not feeling anything, any discomfort. You know, really just the confidence of everyday movement, and also, you know, all the things it takes to go out there and do. And basically did everything without any pain, and so, you know, I feel like I got to a good place.
Frustrating having to kind of watch the team while you guys are in the middle of a playoff race, and you were hitting extremely well when the injury happened, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, but it's also fun to watch. It's fun to be in this situation, no matter if you're playing or not, to be, you know, cheering my teammates on, or, you know, trying to contribute in some way. I'm just grateful to be back. You know, we got a lot of time left, a lot of games left, and you know, I'm lucky it happened when it did. It just kind of stunk. I haven't been on the DL since 2015, I think, so kind of boring, but I'm glad to be back.
How cool was it to see the atmosphere last night and to see Chris get out there for the first time?
Yeah, it was awesome. A lot of people were talking about the atmosphere, what the fans brought. It was awesome. It was fun to be a part of. We definitely felt it, definitely since they're still, you know, kind of talk about it today.
Your two outfield mates have been swinging it. How fun is that to watch those guys, what they've been doing here, especially these last couple weeks?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people like to judge people early in this game. This game's really hard. This game's not built in, you know, a month or 2 months. You know, a lot of people are on Gregory pretty hard, and I still remember having a lot of conversations with him to stick with it. He has so many tools that, you know, he's an unbelievable player. Same with Marte. Marte has every tool you can ever imagine or want in a player. And, you know, baseball is when you get consistent, get in the groove, anything can happen. Those two guys have been in the groove, and, you know, it's been really fun to watch. A lot of great plays in the outfield, but a lot of, you know, running around the bases too, so it's been cool to watch.
I'm not mistaken, it's been about a month since you've been part of a game lost. I mean, the winning streak, right? Your last game was the winning streak, right? And then,
yeah,
so you're going back.
We forgot how to lose. but yeah, that's how baseball is. You never know what teams can go in a slump. No team can run too far out ahead. Sometimes they're going to go through tough times, and we just got to stay pat in what we're doing and having fun inside this clubhouse. And that's the only thing we can worry about. We can't worry about everybody else.